You never know where it's heading.
Here we go.
With Rion.
How's he have it? Ek sê nou net vir hulle, dit is nou eintlik nie nodig vir hierdie gesprek nie, want they are completely sold out. The ABBA show Cinderella Story at Monte Cassino. They opened on the 26th of May, hulle gaan tot die 17th, but it's completely sold out. So it help nie eers nie. So hopefully, there'll be a return season, maar ons gaan nou hoor, want hier so by ons is award-winning drag artist Brendan van Rijn, popularly known as Cathy Specific. Hey, say hello, goeienavond.
Hello, Ria.
Good evening, good evening.
Good evening.
And ook the Cape Town-based dancer himself, Joshua Williams, so he dances the role of Cinderella in three of the performances, ne?
Yes, yes.
I was just saying to him that the way I understand, there's still one to come.
Exactly, on the 16th, of the 16th of June.
But this is mind-blowing. So usually when I see these newspaper articles talking about these kind of shows, I see myself, okay, well, it's a ballerina. What? No, hold on, it's not.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a guy.
Mm.
So who phoned you about this? Is it Dirk?
Yes, I got the approach from Dirk, and I got a call from him while I was in Cape Town, and he said that they were putting on this production of Cinderella, and they wanted to take it in a different spin and have the story in a different way. So he asked if I've ever done point before. I was like, I haven't really done anything like on point, but then he was just like, okay, well, if you can learn, we would love to have you in the production. So I basically flew in from Cape Town, and then I had 4 weeks to sort of learn how to be on point. Wow. And yeah, I had to get up on stage and basically do the role. But it's such a meaningful role, like his role.
Is this the first that a guy plays the role of point, as you call it?
Yes, on point. Yes,
most certainly in this country.
Definitely, yeah. Definitely. Yes. For a full length ballet, no, I think it's definitely a first for South Africa.
But then, now obviously, you know, everyone has gone through discrimination at some point in their lives. But yes. Now it's almost like, well, now you have to put on a tutu and dance the role of Cinderella.
Yeah.
You probably thought about this before you said yes.
Honestly, not too much, actually. I thought that it would be a very interesting role to take on, and one that, I mean, it's Cinderella. It's a very well-known fairy tale. And I was a bit skeptical in the beginning, just because I haven't danced on point. But I think just to be versatile, like in my character and what I can do in roles as well, I thought it would kind of be a very nice challenge for me to do something a bit more other than the usual.
Now, Brendan van Rijn, who's must have been shocked you as well when you heard you had to be in a dress.
Absolutely. my initial response when I got the call was no.
Yeah. How dare you? What are you saying about me?
Absolutely. You're even asking me.
You know, this is the fairy godmother.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. That's my fairy godmother.
All good girls deserve a good, you know, decent fairy godmother.
Yes.
It's a wonderful role to play. And of course, you know that the whole backtrack to the ballet is ABBA. I mean, you've got ballet, ABBA, and a 6-foot drag queen. You know, 8-foot drag queen. Christmas has come early.
Yeah. I understand it sold out. Hey? Am I right?
Ryan, it's completely sold out. In fact, it was literally almost sold out before we started the ballet on the 26th. Exactly. But the great news is we have a return season by popular demand, and that's from the 28th of December until the 22nd of January 2023.
Hold on, I have to write this down. So 28th of December to 22nd of Jan.
Correct.
You're coming back to Monte Cassino.
Yes, absolutely. Exactly.
And where are you going after this now? Cape Town? Where are you going?
We'd love to go to Cape Town. Yes. Venues are all booked up at the moment, sadly.
Exactly.
But that is most certainly on the cards. I tell you what the most wonderful thing about this ballet is. Not everyone can relate to the classical, pure Swan Lake, or whether it be Don Quixote, or Dirk Badenhorst, who's the artistic director of Mzansi Ballet, was very accurate when he said he wants to bring ballet to the people. Mm-hmm. He wants to make it more accessible to the people. So add ABBA, add a drag queen. You've got all these different elements. Somebody is, you know, somebody in that audience can identify with something in the ballet.
Mm-hmm. And you've seen it's worked.
It has completely worked. It is... you know, if you're a ballet purist and you've come to see it, you know, I'm sure you'll have your own take on it, but it dads are coming who wouldn't normally go and see a full-length Swan Lake.
Yeah.
The adults are enjoying it as much as the kids, and I get to sing live as well. I do four numbers live.
Oh,
so you hear me sing, you hear ABBA sing, you hear Cher singing. Mm. So it's on very many levels. It is not only a first, but a huge, huge success.
That's so, amazing. When you come out for the first time, mm-hmm. what's the audience reaction?
They are kind of confused. Mm. I think actually, I come out on the first roll and I'm on point and I'm in my sort of like draggy like clothes, like kind of just like muddled clothes because it's Cinderella. She's busy cleaning the house. She's in her work clothes, so I'm kind of just there in the beginning, starting on point actually in the first solo, and then I'm basically just going around the house, just dreaming about a better life, and father and the sisters come in, and it's kind of like the beginning scene, and you see how she gets treated by her family, and it's kind of just a situation where they're not treating her like that nicely, but the audience are kind of just like skeptical. I think it's more so in the second scene when
he arrives at the ball,
when we have a ball scene and I have on a glittery leotard with a long blue veil and a crown and a mask, and my makeup's done and everything, so you can't really, I think, maybe tell if I'm male or female, like, as well. And I saw in the audience, like, actually as well, while I was standing there, the audience faces, well, they saw me, and it was kind of just a confused gaze as to what I was, and I thought that was very interesting to see that reaction. I thought it was very interesting.
Well, hats off to you. You've come a long way.
Thank you. Thank you so much. No, it's been a pleasure. It's honestly been a pleasure, and all the work that Dirk's done now as well to have me here and to do this and to be the first South African boy to do a Cinderella role. It's been completely amazing.
I must say, I think half the audience don't even know I'm a man in the dress.
Exactly.
I'm never sure.
Yeah. I always say, go for me and you get two for the price of one.
No, definitely.
But why only three performances? Hopefully we'll see more of you next time.
Hopefully. I think when we come back out in December, hopefully I'll be able to maybe do some more shows, but
hopefully.
This one, because it's been sold out and we kind of just like also didn't get too much time to rehearse with my partner as well, I think it was kind of just kind of like an ease up on like the performance, which I would want to do more of, so hopefully in December something might be able to happen.
The ABBA show, Cinderella Story, huh? What is it specific? You want to say something specific?
No, it was just nice to be in the studio again. Thanks for having us.
It's altijd lekker as jy kom kuier. Wanneer kom die Trolley Dollies nou weer?
Trolley Dollies begin die 26ste Augustus by Monte Casino.
Abide.
Tot die 11de September. Ons is nou net 3 weke in die Kaap. Sold out. And about Josh making history, about being the first male Cinderella, the Trolley Dollies have just won 3 Naledi Awards last night. We've also made history.
Baie geluk.
Dankie.
Excellent.
Baie dankie.
Wow.
Yes, see. All right, so we'll see you definitely in August. We look forward to being back. And we'll see you definitely in December, Jan.
Yes, hopefully. I would love to do that. I'd love to do that. It would be amazing.
And well done, Dirk. It's very, very progressive.
Yes.
I think it's fantastic.
1, 2, 3, yeah. Let's go.
The Scenic Drive with Rion. Weekdays 4 to 7. Exclusive to Jacaranda FM.